Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, working with the American farmer, creating products from his crops, creating markets for crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices resumed in trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 492, down 16 and a half on the open. July, 490, down 11 and a half. At the Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 482, down 12 on the open. July, 495, down 10 and a half. September, 506, down 6 and a half. December, 509, down 9. March, 517, down 3 on the open. May corn opened at 352 and a half, up a quarter, up, make that up 2 on the open. July 363 and a half, down a half. September 365 and a half, up 1 and a half. December 370 and a half, up 2. March 382, up 2 and a quarter. May 392 and a half, up 5 and a half. July 395 and a half, up 4 and a quarter on the open. May beans open at 714, down 7 and a quarter on the open. July, 731, down 7. August, 737, down 8 and a half. September, 744, down 8. November, 758 and a half, down 7 and a half. January, 769, down 6. And May of 2008, 781, down 6 and 3 quarters on the open. May soybean meal opened at 193.50, down 180 on the open. July, 199.50, down 210. May soybean oil opened at 32.02, down 11 on the open. July, 32.58, down 14. At the Merck, April feeders opened at 107.20, down 25 on the open. May, 109, up 2.5. August, 112.47.5, unchanged. September, 111.40, unchanged on the open. April live cattle opened at 97.05, down 37.5 on the open. June, 93, down 15. August, 91.60, down 2.5. October, 95.15, down 5 on the open. May lean hogs opened at 76.35, down 30 on the open. June, 76.65, up 15. July, 77.25, up 2.5. August, 76.55, down 2.5 on the open. And May bellies open at 103.15, unchanged on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson and Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
Want to look at the corn right now? July sitting 366 and a quarter, up 2 1/4. The D's at 372, up 3 1/2. Wonder if you believe these gains will hold into the closing bell, or will there be a selling opportunity after the noon weather run?
I think the noon weather is going to be very important again today, as we, Dave, as it has been every day this week and for the last week. So we're going to be looking at the updated amounts of rainfall that will be coming in. We're going to be looking at how long the storm's going to last and if there's any changes for next week's forecast. So we understand that there's a difference between the American model and the European model on how much rain we get for next week. And that's a big difference here, you know, as to whether we're going to be able to continue making tremendously good progress like we have the last 3 or 4 days here.
Well, certainly the market has tried to test the April lows, come close to it a couple of times. You look at those numbers. Do you think that by the end of the week, those numbers will hold or not hold?
I think, you know, and this is being a very much of a chicken here. I'm going to say it's going to depend on the weather forecast for next week. I think if the weather stays, we can make planning progress. I think they could be broken. If the weather comes in so we won't make planning progress, I think that they're going to hold fairly good. So it's going to be watch that weather forecast every time it comes out, Dave, because if we get this crop in and moving along good with all this moisture in the ground, you know, the feeling up in Chicago is going to be that we could back off just a little bit. But if we see some delays or sense some weather problems, it's going to get gain that weather premium back fast. You know, another thing to look at too is this: the Argentines coming out and giving some more export license for corn for about 3 million metric tons more. You know, that's get them back in the market and get some in competition with us. And also, as we look at the freight rates over to Japan now, with China coming back in the market a little bit, about double last year. I think we were at $34.50 a ton, and you know, we're like at $68 a ton this year. So a lot of difference there, and we might lose a little business that way.
Do Chicago traders, as a group, have some sort of rule of thumb about planning progress versus the impact of yields?
Well, yeah, I think that we all look at May 10th as sort of the date that after that, then we start to see some reductions in yields because of late plantings. That way also, if it doesn't end by then, why we run into a little more problems in pollination and a few things like that. But if we can get 80% of the corn crop planted by May 10th, they're going to have a very good feel towards the yields as far as planting dates go, Dave.
Turn your attention to the wheat, which is down double digits today. And I guess traders were not particularly impressed with the loss of 1 percentage point off the winter wheat ratings.
You know, we were all expecting 3 to 6% pretty much across the board. Looking at that, there was a few comments yesterday that it might not reach that. I think Informa sent out a few teams, looked at the crop, and didn't rate it as hard as the others. The insurance companies I'm talking to are rating it a lot harder than the government did, and the amount of claims and the adjustments they're making seem to be a little bigger than this. Also, we've got a chance for some rain and being forecast for parts of dry Australia. And also, there's going to be some rains, below normal rains, but yet some rains in parts of Russia and Eastern Europe coming on. So between the two things of the ratings not being as bad and the run-up that we've had and the rains forecast for over there, why we're seeing some profit-taking happen today, Dave.
At some point, does the trade come back and say, no, the cup is half empty, wheat rated poor to very poor is 21% now?
I think that we will see that. I think that, you know, whether it'll be today or tomorrow, we'll probably see some stabilization in the wheat here soon.
And then on the soybeans, it's also down almost double digits. The July at 9.5 to the downside. The Novies are down 9.25, and I guess this is the 6 to 10 day forecast that we're looking at on this.
Well, yeah, that, Dave, and I mean we exports yesterday were poor, very poor. We are continuing to, you know, it's the time of year that we lose export business to South America. We know that they're in the market, out there pushing hard. You know, we're seeing sell-offs in bean oil today, which seems a little bit contradictory when we got crude oil back above $65 again, but yet we are seeing that. We did see palm oil come back a little bit, close a little bit higher last night, but the bean oil's continuing to take a little bit on the chin today. So that, technical points, and looking at supply numbers, and with corn having dropped as much as it's dropped, you know, the beans take a step back. And there's also a lot of rumors that we are going to pick up some acres on some of that destroyed wheat that will go to beans for first crop beans or then second crop beans.
Nonetheless, beans are oversold. I wonder if there might be a little bit of buying around 750.
I would imagine there will be. I think now if we go through 753 on one chart, it tells us that we'll probably try 745. But somewhere in between the 740 and 750 mark, we will probably see a little short covering there.
All right, then. Position-wise, where is your company with recommendations, and what are you telling producers to look for next?
We're not sure what to look for right in here, Dave. I think that everybody probably had made their gut pretty well in line before the they got out to the field to plant. We're anywhere from 20 to 40%, depending on the individual and what they feel comfortable with on both corn and beans. That's not enough for the way we've acted over the last 3 weeks here, but you know, that's where we're sitting.
So are you thinking another 10% right now might be a good idea, or what?
I'm not sure, but I'm sure not, you know, we wouldn't feel it was bad. Over 750 on beans and over 370 on corn still aren't bad sales if you need to make some catch-ups.
Thank you, Wayne.
Bye.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today. In far northern Illinois, mostly cloudy with rain and thunderstorms arriving during the afternoon. In west central and southern Illinois and in southwestern Indiana, becoming cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms arriving during the afternoon elsewhere. Increasing cloudiness, highs from 60 to 77 tonight. In Illinois and in west central and southern Indiana, cloudy with areas of rain and thunderstorms. In northern and eastern Indiana, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms late. Lows 44 to 62 tomorrow. Cloudy with widespread rain and thunderstorms. Highs from 52 to 72 degrees. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.